I feel like I say this every year, Kavita, but it has not been a good season for the Washington Redskins.
Stop, and again, the Redskins' string of no touchdowns continues.
On Sunday afternoon, they lost to the Buffalo Bills 24-9 and are now 1-7 on the year. But overshadowing that game was the news about Trent Williams.
And now the latest on a disturbing situation. Redskins Pro Bowl tackle Trent Williams, who ended his holdout Tuesday, says he no longer trusts the organization and remains...
Last week, Williams revealed that a growth on his head, which he says he had had for 6 years, was cancerous. It eventually led to 30% of his scalp being removed. And Williams claimed that Washington team doctors initially told him it was something minor.
Today, we're going to speak with The Athletic's Ben Standig about Williams' health, his future with the team, and the broader question, can NFL doctors be trusted? From Wondering and The Athletic, I'm Kavitha Davidson.
And I'm Anders Kelto. It's Wednesday, November 6th, and this is The Lead.
It felt like something great was happening.
There was just something about the emotion and that moment.
The failures of the past don't matter because we've got this guy.
I have never seen anything like that.
That's not good news.
This isn't a story where you interview the athlete and go home. It stays with you.
Hey, Prime members, you can listen to The Lead ad-free on Amazon Music. Download the app today.
If I asked you how many subscriptions you have, would you be able to list all of them and how much you're paying? If you would have asked me this question before I started using Rocket Money, I would have said yes. But let me tell you, I would have been so wrong. I can't believe how many I had and all the money I was wasting. Rocket Money is a personal finance app that finds and cancels your unwanted subscriptions, monitors your spending, and helps lower your bills. Rocket Money has over 5 million users and has helped save its members an average of $720 a year with over 500 million in canceled subscriptions. Stop wasting money on things you don't use. Cancel your unwanted subscriptions by going to rocketmoney.com/wondery. That's rocketmoney.com/wondery. rocketmoney.com/wondery.
Hey, Ben, how's it going?
Hey, it's going great. Another football Sunday, another loss for the Redskins, but I'm hanging in there.
Yeah, you must be getting pretty used to that.
You know, I didn't have like amazing expectations for this team this year. I predicted, I think, 6-10, and they've gone way under that. We've written off the playoffs a while ago at this point.
So it seems like it's never easy to be a Washington fan, but it's a particularly difficult time to be a fan now. I mean, the season has been going downhill, and now they've gotten wrapped up in this really unfortunate story involving Trent Williams. First, could you just tell us a little bit about Trent Williams' background?
Sure. We're talking about the player who probably most defines this team positively for this decade.
With the fourth pick in the 2010 NFL Draft, the Washington Redskins select Trent Silverback Williams, offensive tackle, Oklahoma.
He has been the best player on this team basically throughout the entire decade. He's a seven-time Pro Bowl selection. When you think of offensive tackles, you think of massive human beings, and he's 6'5", 320 on a day when he probably skipped a meal. But what makes him stand out is his athleticism, and he is one of the best offensive tackles in all of football.
You know, this started out as a little bit of a mystery story. You know, at the beginning of this season, Trent Williams was not playing. What at that time did everyone think was going on?
It's been an evolution, and I guess for some basic injury background for Trent Williams, he hasn't played a full season since 2013 because of a variety of injuries. 2018, he played with an assortment of maladies. He ultimately played 13 games, including the last six. But then around in February, he put up a picture of himself on Instagram where he showed his head was in bandages, and we didn't really quite know what was going on, but we had some sense that he had surgery to deal with something involving his scalp. And from there, once we got to June, he didn't show up for mandatory minicamp. And on the second day that he missed of the mandatory minicamp came a report that he was missing it because he was very frustrated with the organization's handling of this medical situation involving his scalp. And it has just sort of taken off from there in terms of the focus being primarily about this medical situation. And we really didn't have a lot of clarity on it. And Trent Williams, for this entire point, up until this past week, said nothing.
And then last week, he came forward and made some pretty dramatic public comments for the first time.
It was cancer. I had cancer. I had a tumor removed from my skull, attached to my skull. You know, and it got pretty serious for a second. I was told some scary things from the doctor. So, you know, it was definitely nothing to play with. It was one of the things that changed the outlook on life.
He really did. He spoke for just shy of 20 minutes. In terms of the medical, he said, yeah, flat out, I had cancer. I had to have a growth removed. And it wasn't just something that came up out of the blue. He says this was a situation that has been going on for 6 years. And that in that time, he repeatedly went to the team's doctors and said, hey, there's a bump on my head. What do we think about this? And he was repeatedly told, according to him, no big deal, nothing to worry about, you're good.
You know, I guess nobody took the time to actually realize, I mean, you know, try to see what was really going on there. I mean, I was told it was something minor, so I didn't really question it. But I mean, the lump continued to grow over the years, and it was concerning, but it was no pain involved. And, you know, if I'm being told by the very people who, you know, I put my career in the hands of, they're telling me that I'm fine, then I'm fine. You know, that's how I looked at it.
Some point after last season, it got looked at again, and it was determined that there was something more going on here, and he ended up going to get additional treatment. And from that additional treatment came a diagnosis of a very rare skin disease.
The diagnosis that they gave me at the beginning, they kind of underestimated it, and it was far more advanced than they had realized. And I don't think they realized how long it was there, the doctors who seen me.
He talked about if this hadn't got dealt with in, you know, short order, it could have metastasized, gotten to his brain and so on. He talked about the fact that he's got two young kids and what it meant for them. That doctor said, you better make sure you have your life affairs in order. And clearly you hear all these things, forget football. I mean, just as to hear a human being talk in these terms, you know, it's an incredibly jarring situation.
And we should emphasize that we don't have all the facts here and that the team has declined to comment because of privacy concerns and privacy laws. So all we have to go on at this point is Trent Williams' version of events. But essentially what he's saying here is that he trusted the team's doctors and they failed him.
He basically said this was the place that he trusted, the organization as a whole. And therefore, when they're telling him, hey, you're good, there's nothing to see here, he believed that. And, you know, I've tried since this started, I tried to put myself in his position. I go to a doctor I've known for years, and the doctor says to me, hey, we've looked at the matter. We think you're good. Do I automatically go get a second opinion? I'd be lying if I said definitively I would. Maybe I'd like to think I would, but, you know, I don't know.
One of the reasons that this story is getting so much attention is because it's not happening in a vacuum. I mean, there's many examples of players getting bad medical advice from team doctors.
The New Orleans Saints have fired two team orthopedists after they misdiagnosed cornerback Delvin Bro's injury. The orthopedists, Derek Jones and Misty Suri, initially diagnosed Bro with a left leg contusion that kept him sidelined for most of training camp. X-rays Monday revealed the 27-year-old cornerback fractured his fibula.
And there is, of course, that potential conflict of interest, right? Like a team doctor, part of their job is to get those guys healthy and get them back on the field so they can perform for the team. So I guess my question is, do you feel like NFL players trust team doctors?
It's a great question. And, you know, so many players in the NBA and the NFL have, say, their own individual trainers. And these are people who these players trust, maybe even above and beyond the team at times, to put them through their workouts, help them rehab from injuries. And sometimes it's everybody's on the same page, but other times it's not the case, that the trainers have their own methods, ideas, and that's sometimes in conflict with what the team is advising. One agent told me that he is very familiar with about 20 of the 32 NFL team doctors. So when he has a player go to a team, he will make a point of meeting with the team doctors to get a sense of what they're all about. He also has specialists on speed dial, so to speak, all over the league. And then it comes down to, okay, a decision needs to be made. Who is the player ultimately listening to? Trent Williams said he was listening to the team, but a lot of situations they listen to outside voices, and that can lead to conflict.
And of course, all of this is happening in the shadow of Kevin Durant's injury at the NBA Finals earlier this year.
Stay with Durant, knocks it away, and Durant's limping. Durant goes down holding his leg. Ibaka goes up and is fouled down the other end. And Durant grabbing that right leg.
Kevin Durant came back in the NBA Finals to play on an Achilles that he ended up tearing. And that led to a lot of people questioning his team, the Golden State Warriors, what their medical staffs did. But it all gets factored in together as to what's that line between what is the best for the player, what does the player want to do, what does the team advise, and it becomes more heightened, I guess, also in this era that we live in with, you know, 24/7 cable and the internet and so much attention to these things that probably just wasn't the case several years ago.
If you've ever needed a hire for your business, you know that it can be a slow and painful process, but not with ZipRecruiter. That's why Cafe Altura's COO, Dylan Miskowitz, turned to ZipRecruiter when he needed to hire a director of coffee for his organic coffee company. ZipRecruiter identifies people with the right experience, so you get qualified candidates fast. Dylan also used their candidate rating feature to filter his applicants, so he could focus on the most relevant ones. And that's how he found his new director of coffee in just a few days. With results like that, it's no wonder 4 out of 5 employers who post on ZipRecruiter get a quality candidate within the first day. See why ZipRecruiter is effective for businesses of all sizes. Try ZipRecruiter for free at our web address, ziprecruiter.com/lead. It's also a great way to support our show. That's ziprecruiter.com/LEAD. ZipRecruiter.com/lead. ZipRecruiter, the smartest way to hire.
Since 2013, Bombas has donated over 100 million socks, underwear, and T-shirts to those facing homelessness. If we counted those on air, this ad would last over 1,157 days. But if we counted the time it takes to make a donation possible, it would take just a few clicks. Because every time you make a purchase, Bombas donates an item to someone who needs it.
Go to bombas.com/Wondery and use code Wondery for 20% off your first purchase. That's bombas.com/Wondery, code Wondery.
All right, so Ben, coming back to Trent Williams' situation, after his press conference last week where he announced that he had had cancer and said that the team had mishandled the case, a commentator from the NFL Network actually came forward and disputed Williams' claims. This is a guy named Charlie Casserly, who also used to be the general manager in Washington.
3 years ago, he was advised to see a specialist. The specialist said, it doesn't look like anything, but we should go in and take a look at it. He never scheduled the appointment 3 years ago. That's on the player. That's not on anybody else.
And Casserly also implied that the real reason Williams has been sitting out the season isn't that he thinks the team doctors mishandled his cancer case. It's that he wants a new guaranteed contract that, you know, this is just about money.
He says that he should have guaranteed money. He signed a contract and he knew what he signed. So to ask for a new contract, he can ask, but that doesn't mean the Redskins have to give it to him. The bottom line.
Did Williams talk at all about money or his contract at that press conference last week?
He definitely didn't shy away from the money. He said, hey, this is a physical, violent sport. Nobody at my level is playing this without guaranteed money. I don't think I should either.
You know, I have a family to take care of as well, and we haven't had the best history with the way medical stuff has been handled here. And if I go out there and sustain any type of injury under a contract that's not guaranteed, they can do what they want with me.
But he really seemed to downplay the money that he was saying at various points. You know, he wasn't really asking them about money at this point, that it was just time to move on.
And so where things stand now is there's a third party that's coming in to investigate, and they'll determine if Williams received bad medical care from the team or not. But in the meantime, it seems like there's now some serious animosity between Trent Williams and the organization around both this medical claim and his contract.
Absolutely. And, you know, the other part of it is, this isn't just a one-off on Trent Williams, both in terms of the medical and the way the team handles certain players. They have gone through numerous circumstances where it's almost like they've unnecessarily picked fights instead of just figuring out a way to communicate better with the player or the agent. They have earned the distrust, not just from the players, but from fans, media, what have you. It's hard to believe what they say because we have seen their actions time and time again.
And Trent Williams was asked about his relationship with the team at that press conference last week.
Do you think the team's actions were vindictive towards you?
I think it turned that way. I don't think it was in the beginning, but I think, you know, it became a power struggle. It became, no, we're not going to fold for you as a player, because obviously that would make it seem to every other player that that's how they get business done. And I get that part of it, you know, but I do think it did turn that way over time.
One thing that one agent told me is the good teams are good at communicating, the bad teams are bad at communicating. And that may be simple, but this feels like one of those examples. And Trent Williams himself said that there was just no communication with the team for long stretches.
All right, so it's probably going to be a while before this third-party investigation is completed, and until we know if the team really did provide bad medical care to Trent Williams. In the meantime, Ben, where is this headed?
Well, first, for Trent Williams, he says that he is fine now. He's going to get checked out every 6 months to make sure that the cancer does not come back. And, you know, from a football perspective, he came back to the Redskins at the time he needed to in order to potentially play again this year without the league having to get involved and reinstate him in a procedural way. He failed his physical, however, the other day. That was primarily because of the helmet that he couldn't find that made it comfortable for him to go out on the field because of the scalp. He passed all the other standard aspects. So the team is working with him to try to find a solution on a helmet that works. But that said, I don't even know what that quite means. Even if they find a helmet that they can, you know, refit to work, then what? He's made it pretty clear he doesn't want to play for them. If they do find a helmet, is he actually going to go play? If he doesn't play, what does that mean? Will they, you know, try to say, hey, you know, you really didn't live up to your contract, therefore this year shouldn't count?
And the team's head coach, Bill Callahan, was actually asked about Trent Williams's future at a recent press conference.
Bill, regardless of whether he passes or not a physical, do you expect him to ever play for this team again?
I'm hopeful that he does.
What's your take on that, Ben? Do you see a future where Trent Williams plays for this organization again?
You know, it's just amazing that the disconnect has reached this level where it's just hard to comprehend Trent Williams ever playing for this team again, and how it's already, you know, a pretty ugly situation and may just get significantly more so.
And Ben, how do you expect to be spending your time over the next few weeks?
I would love to say that I'm going to spend my final weeks of the 2019 season focusing on Dwayne Haskins and the actual football, but something tells me I'm going to be digging into medical books and law books and trying to figure out what's going to happen here.
Yeah, you didn't realize you're going to turn into a health reporter.
No.
Well, Ben, thanks so much for joining us, and here's to getting back to reporting on football and spending less time in medical textbooks.
Well, they've got a bye week coming up, so we'll see. Either I'm going to go on vacation or I'm going to go out of the library. We'll have to figure this out in the next 48 hours. But I appreciate the time, and thanks so much for having me.
Here's some other stories we're following at The Lead. Atlanta Hawks big man John Collins was suspended without pay for 25 games for violating the league's anti-drug program. The young star, who is 6'9", tested positive for a banned growth hormone, which has been found to increase food intake. Collins is the third NBA player to receive a 25-game suspension for a drug violation this season, joining Phoenix's DeAndre Ayton and Brooklyn's Wilson Chandler.
The first college football rankings of 2019 were released Tuesday night, and the Ohio State Buckeyes took the top spot. LSU and Alabama were second and third, and Penn State slipped in at number four. The defending national champion Clemson Tigers are perhaps the biggest surprise here. They're on the outside looking in at number five, with Georgia at sixth. And, as a reminder, LSU and Alabama, number two and number three, meet on Saturday in the biggest game of the season thus far.
And Carolina Panthers quarterback Cam Newton's season is over. The 2015 MVP was placed on injured reserve Tuesday with a nagging foot injury. Meanwhile, sorry Jaguars fans, Minshew mania is over for now. The Jags announced quarterback Nick Foles is back from a broken collarbone and will start at Indianapolis when the team is back from its bye week on November 17th. Gardner Minshew went 4-4 as a starter and became a bit of a folk hero in Jacksonville with his freewheeling play style, Burt Reynolds mustache, and his love of Jordans.
I miss the 80s. If you like our show, please give us a 5-star review and tell your friends to subscribe. We're available on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, Stitcher, and every major listening app, as well as Wondery.com.
From Wondery and The Athletic, I'm Kavitha Davidson.
And I'm Anders Kelto. See you tomorrow.
If you travel for work, you know to pack 2 suits, business and swim. You know with your Delta SkyMiles Business Amex card, buying that plane ticket for a business trip can get you closer to medallion status. You know that a meeting in Montana means visiting almost every national park.
Yellowstone? Check.
Because you're the chief excursion officer. It's why you're a Delta SkyMiles Platinum Business American Express card member. If you travel, you know. Terms apply. Visit go.amex/you-know-business.
Once upon a beat. Remember the stories and fables that captured your imagination when you were young? We have a perfect podcast to bring you the stories you remember, remixed and reimagined for the kids in your life today. Yeah. Wondery and Tinkercast are bringing you a music-filled weekly party hosted by me, DJ Fuse, and my trusty turntable, Baby Scratch, spinning tales in the New Kids and Family podcast, Once Upon a Beat, where hip-hop and fables meet. Hey, grown-ups, listen to Once Upon a Beat early and ad-free right now on Wondery Plus.
Once Upon a Beat.